sweeter berries you pick is having some good luck with the hot, dry weather. It has a lot of Saskatoon berries this summer, but instead of letting the birds get them all, berry producer Karen Kellett is hoping someone will volunteer to pick them for her. And we reached her from the berry patch just outside Prince George. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Carolina.
All right, give me a sense. How many Saskatoon berries are you dealing with this summer?
Well, I have the same number as every summer. This year, they seem to be exceptionally large. I usually get maybe 1,000 pounds of Saskatoons to pick. Of the Saskatoon crop, probably only 10% ever get picked in any one year.
What are you doing this year to try and get those off the bushes?
Well, the thing that has changed this year is, quite honestly, the fact that the local winery, to their credit, the Northern Lights Winery, is hoping to produce wine from local fruit, and they're going out of their way to access it. However, even though I have it growing in my field, I don't have the time to pick it myself.
Okay, so this group wants the berries, but you have all these other berries that you are busy with as well. So,
big business here, yeah. We have a large farm. So
what are you doing?
Well, I thought, okay, this isn't going to make a big difference to me whether the berries get picked, because they don't get picked most years. But I thought it could provide an opportunity for groups to come out and have a social event, Boy Scouts, seniors, French Canadian Club, anybody, come out and have a fun day with their group, pick as many berries as they can from the Saskatoons, and I would reimburse them a percentage of what I could sell them for.
And then the berries would go on to the winery.
The winery would get some local fruit. The local group would have a social outing with their group and a donation to support them.
What happens to these berries if no one picks them?
Well, the robins are having a feast right now, so that's basically what will happen to them. I might sell a couple of hundred pounds in a season of Saskatoons to you pickers, and the rest of them, eventually they dry up after a couple of weeks, and the birds eat them, and nature takes its course.
Karen, why are the Saskatoon berries less popular than the raspberries and blueberries?
Well, I suspect it's an acquired taste for sure. A lot of people simply don't care for them. They do grow prolifically in the wild in this part of the country, so people have access, to free berries. So why would you go and pay to pick them? I would argue that the five different domestic varieties of Saskatoons that I grow are bigger and juicier, more easily accessible. It's a safe family environment. They're field grown, and it doesn't get any easier picking than that.
And not only that, but this year you're offering to pay groups to come in and help you with the picking. Have you had any response so far?
I haven't, and perhaps one of the reasons is that, I've used word of mouth, for one thing. I have a Facebook page, Sweeter Berries You Pick, and also a website on farmvisit.com. So just a Google search, we'll find either one of those. They can also call me to arrange a time for their group to come out. The season is going to be short, I think. There are still lots to ripen. But it is very hot and dry, and they will start to dry up pretty quickly after they ripen. So
I expect
we have maybe till the end of next week. And everything is 2 weeks early. We're picking raspberries already, and that's a good 2 weeks early from most years.
Given how hot and dry it is this year, do you think that that'll cause problems for you further along in the summer?
No, I think it will end my season sooner, maybe. I do have drip irrigation out there, so I'm providing water to the fruit, another advantage over the wild fruit.
Karen, thanks so much for this.
Yes, you're welcome, Carolina. Thank you for calling.
That is Karen Kellett of Sweeter Berries You Pick, and that's where we reached her this morning.